Welcome to the Audit 15 Fun Podcast. My goal with this podcast is to bring relevant internal audit topics to the table at least every 15 days. Today, I have the honor to have as my guest, Alex Rosati. He is the Director of Internal Audit at Arrow Corporation. Welcome, Alex, to the podcast. It's an honor to have you on.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be on.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're going to be talking about the mentorship program that the IA has. I know you're very much involved in that program. So we're going to get into a little bit of the details. I participated in it two consecutive years. And the very last year that I participated in, I was paired with a CAE from Florida. And coincidentally, he is from my hometown in Brazil. And I'm like, whoever paired us up, they did a great job. So my question to you is, as you guys are receiving applications for that mentorship program, how's the program structure? And then how do you guys pair those mentor mentees for their ongoing relationship?
Great question. Yeah, we take a lot of effort in manually pairing our mentees and mentors together. So we try to start off from a structure standpoint in the application of having around 25 different data elements that we consider from a matching perspective. They can include things such as hobbies, geographic location, long-term career goals, what your current job is, how many years of experience you have. So we try to take a look at those in combination, see from a mentee-mentor standpoint where the best fit might be. Sometimes it's a little bit tougher depending on what geographic location you're applying in. Obviously, North America, we have the most applicants, but you know, we have some people that are applying from the Asia Pacific area where we have Hawaii or New Zealand. So sometimes it's a little bit tougher to make great matches there, but we try to be able to do our research to be able to see, you know, where is the most value driven from a matching perspective there. But it's a highly manual process right now. We're looking to be able to build out some automation in the future to be able to do that as the program scales up.
Yeah. And I know that you mentioned also before the episode here that when you guys started with this program, you had about 20 participants in the pilot program, and now it has grown to close to 900 people. So as you guys scale up, so that's a great success story. Can you kind of walk us through your journey there with that program? Because I know that you've been participating in it since the beginning.
Yeah, I was fortunate enough to be one of the mentees picked for the pilot program. So 10 mentees, 10 mentors participating in it. It was initially hosted through the Emerging Leaders Task Force, which is a group of volunteers that were former emerging leaders that were recognized by the IAA. I was a 2017 emerging leader, so I was picked as part of the program. I enjoyed the program so much as a mentee that I inquired about participating in the program as part of the Emerging Leaders Task Force. So as it's grown on, the Emerging Leaders Task Force has now turned into the Emerging Leaders Knowledge Group. So I've been a part of the program since the inception, and I have a unique perspective because I started off as just a mentee participant, and now I've worked on as years 2 through 5 as a program administrator. In the last 2 years, I've been the program lead on it, spearheading the initiatives, and it's been really great to see that this has been growing, and not just locally, growing globally, which is huge because some of those areas that aren't as represented from an IAA chapter perspective, it's still good to be able to have those connections to make those mentorships grow professionally. So been really proud to see the global footprint growing as we're developing more and more.
Yeah, absolutely. And you mentioned something there as you see those relationships growing and people growing professionally. So based on your experience there in the program, what are some of the strategies for mentors and mentees to maximize the experience that they have in the program? How can they make the best of it?
So one of the things I've seen is one of the best critical success factors to this mentee-mentor program is structure. So we've seen the people that have come out with all their short-term strategies being met and long-term strategies being on track is that they set defined long-term, short-term goals in the beginning, And then during each mentor-mentee meeting, they have structured agendas that they work off of. It really helps to keep them on track and hold them accountable to their goals. So their mentors can be able to talk towards, okay, how are you progressing towards this short-term goal? And because the program lasts from November all the way through July, it gives them a longer term accountability for that, which is nice to be able to track towards. If their short-term goal was to become a CIA, they could say, how are you progressing towards your studying? What have you done for your part one review? And it helps to push them and hold accountability for that, because it's easy as you got day-to-day work responsibilities, life responsibilities for some of these career goals to get put on the back burner. So I think the mentor program has really helped with that. Having that structure in it has really helped for that value to be really fully utilized.
Yeah, absolutely. Good point there on accountability. You know, if you have a weekly or monthly meeting, you know you're going to meet with that person. That person's going to be asking you questions, and you better be doing something the day before or before that.
Yeah. So, and then you have a boss, your CAE might be wanting you to be able to press towards that. And then you also prioritize that. So it's nice to have somebody that's just truly looking at your career growth, making sure you're positioning yourself for that long-term growth you should be having.
But, yeah, absolutely. So I would love to hear some examples of, like, maybe some success stories, because, you know, people are like, yeah, that's a great idea. Maybe something that will get people even more excited about the program, because I know it's a great program, but until you hear some success stories, maybe you're not as inclined to apply. So what are some things that kind of stood out in your experience in that program?
So I'll selfishly share my mentor experience, because I think that was one of the great first success stories that we had. My mentor had published multiple articles in the past for the Institute of Internal Auditors magazine. He's a well-respected chapter leader, district advisor as well. And I was able to set a goal with him that I wanted to be able to publish an article with the Institute of Internal Auditors magazine. He suggested we should co-author something together. So we were able to collaborate, write an article, and then get recognized as an outstanding contributor for the Institute of Internal Auditors magazine. So it was a really great success story where I had an initial goal that I just wanted to be able to publish something, and we were able to collaborate together and both learn from it and both be recognized for our article that came out. So I think that was a great one. And you see time and time again, we do midpoint surveys and year-end surveys around the program. You see people are publishing articles together. People are meeting together to be able to work on presentations. You get certifications are one of the best things and the things that I see the most out of it. You know, you somebody that maybe has 1 or 2 years of internal auditing experience, they were thinking about getting their CIA, and really the mentor program helped to motivate them to push forward and actually get certified. I've seen dozens of those over the years, being able to see them get certified as CIAs, and then also job growth promotion. So if somebody's in a stagnant job where they're looking to be able to grow, they either get the motivation to be able to find an opportunity outside, or it's that career growth opportunities internal, they're able to motivate themselves, set those goals internally with their company to be able to achieve that. So we've seen a lot of promotions, and having that backing of an audit leader as a mentor to help you structure that really helps, because they're in the decision-making process for who should they promote inside their companies.
Right.
So they could really set up that formatting for you to make sure that you're structuring it in a way where it's viewed the same way as management is.
Yeah. They can tell you the secrets.
Exactly. So yeah. It's a really valuable thing from a mentee standpoint. And then from a mentor standpoint, it's great to see people coming back year after year for this. It really shows that they're getting the value out of it, because really, other than gaining CPE credits from this, there's no incentive for a mentor to be able to dedicate their time other than just for valuing the profession and trying to give back. So it's great to see that dedication year over year from the mentor group.
Yeah, absolutely. I participated in the program as a mentee and as a mentor, and I'll say that I've learned from both experiences. So not only from the person that having a mentor helping me, but also helping someone, I think definitely helps in the long run. So great, great stories there. For people who are interested in applying, I know that this is an annual program that you guys have. Can you talk us through a little bit of the time frame and some of the best ways that people can learn more about it?
Yes. So from a timing perspective, we just kicked off our program year. So we go November 15th through the end of July. Then we give some time where application window opens up at the beginning of August for the next program year, and that goes until beginning of August through September 15th. Then the program, the application process, we go through our process of being able to vet all the applications, work on matches, and then we kick off in November 15th of the next year. So it's unfortunately this year it's too late to be able to apply, but hopefully someone, if you're reviewing this and you're interested in it, mark it on your calendars for August 1st to be able to sign up for the application. And I believe you'll add the link in there in the bio, just to be able to have quick reference for any kind of potential mentees or mentors that are interested in this.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll include the link in the show notes. So just for clarity here, that's open to people across the globe, right? We have listeners across the globe. So just to clarify there, anyone who is an internal auditor can apply to the program, correct?
Anybody that's a member of the Institute of Internal Auditors. So as long as you're an IAA member, you across the globe be able to apply. So that's our only threshold, is you need to be an active IAA member. Institute of Internal Auditors wants to be able to have this be available to members.
Perfect. Perfect. All right. Really appreciate you being on the podcast, Alex. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Have a great day.